Good morning. Do we got Cameron and Ruby on the air with us today?
Yes, you do.
Thank you, ladies, for taking a few minutes and telling us about Pink Night. First off, tell us kind of your experience having been around this as part of the Lady Braves program and then putting your own stamp on it as seniors.
Pink Night's always been super fun for us. It's a way that we can show support to the community, and also it's also fun to play for something bigger than yourself. So, and we're super excited this year to do it. So, yeah.
Very cool. Tell us about Susan, and you guys are raising the money this year specifically for Susan Loveland. What has your conversations been like with Susan up to this point, and how this is going to benefit her?
Well, at first Susan told me no. So I was like, I don't know what to do, because we were trying to think of somebody, and I was like, no, like, I really want the money to go to her. And so then she called me back the next day and was like, yeah, I'm in. And I was so excited. So Susan's been fighting cancer since last year. She recently was told that they haven't seen any new cancer, but she's still doing like treatments for it just in case, because she has this type of cancer that like basically makes it easy for cancer to come back. So
as you have a chance to talk to Susan, has that changed your outlook and your opinion on maybe how there's a lot of people out there that are having the same diagnosis?
Yeah, for sure. It's been like huge, and it's actually made me super grateful for what I have. And we've kind of been talking, and we've just made it like known to the girls that it's a huge idea, like huge thing to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And yeah, it's just kind of just made us all be more positive and grateful for the ability that we have to play volleyball, because some people are going through things that are bigger than what we have going on in our lives.
Star Valley High School seniors Cameron Mackey, Ruby Hill with us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So tell us about the night. It's always kind of some extra energy, a little more excitement. What will you guys be doing that night during the matches on October 1st?
So this year we're playing Preston, but while that's going on, we are having a bake sale and a silent auction, and all the proceeds go to her, and the gym will be decorated in pink, and it'll be super awesome.
Some of the things I've noticed over the last couple of years, this continues to kind of grow and get bigger and bigger. It's not just the idea. I mean, that's not big enough, but I mean, that whole south end of the facility, it seems like last year there was just tables and tables and things just set up, people donating and a lot of different ways for people to become involved.
Yeah, the community is very willing to donate, and it's awesome that we live in a community that is so supportive, and there's always plenty of donations, and people are super awesome. So, yeah.
So what do you need from the community to help pull this off for Susan? I know you guys do a lot of the bake sales and stuff, but there's the raffles and things. So are you still looking for donations from businesses for the raffle? Can people bake some cookies and drop them off? I mean, what can people do to help out?
So we actually have a couple different ways. So the volleyball team, we usually go around the community and we stop at all of these businesses and we ask if there's any items that they would like to donate into our silent auction. And there's always like gift certificates, gift baskets, just money and checks. We also have a website that's used for Braves apparel right now, that if you scan the QR code, anything you buy, you can actually, all the money goes straight to her. So there's a couple different ways, and a couple people have just been Venmoing our account and stuff to just send her the money.
As you've done this, as I said, this is an annual thing. I'm just kind of going down the list. Last year it was Jace Lilly, and I think it was Stacey Horsley the year before that. Have you had a chance to kind of, you know, as you grow up and go through high school, get to have a little different perspective and friendship with these people that have been part of Pink Night?
We haven't ever been super close with any of them, me personally, but I think that it's like you have a different respect for them after you do something for them. And also just people that are going through something like this in general, you have a different respect for. And yeah.
Well, it all takes place, as we mentioned, October 1st. That's this upcoming Wednesday. Of course, for those that can't be there, we'll have the video broadcast on SVI. There's always the QR code on screen of the broadcast. And so viewers that are watching can also scan that code and make a donation as well. That is Camber Mackey and Ruby Hill Pink Night for Lady Braves Volleyball coming up this upcoming Monday. And this goes through all three matches, right? It's pretty much the whole afternoon and evening, not just the varsity.
Yes. So it will be going on the whole evening.
And as far as Duke kind of touched on this is, you know, maybe people are sitting around right now going, oh, I need to be ready for that. Because, you know, sometimes Pink Night happens in the middle of October or the end of October. This year, it's on the very first day of October. So we're kind of trying to get people involved and ready as that comes up. Is there anything that you would be like, hey, bring this or do this and or just show up and help as best they can? Is there anything you would maybe add for our listeners to try and do this year?
Nope, that sounds great. Just show up and have fun watching volleyball.
Perfect. Well, Cameron, Ruby, appreciate your time. While we have you, we probably should ask some volleyball questions. You guys have had a pretty good start to your season. Faced a real tough Kelly Walsh team last night that got you in three sets, and now quite a few matches this weekend in Casper. What did you guys learn about yourselves last night that you're hoping to put into these matches going forward this weekend as a team?
Well, I think we unfortunately lost in three sets, but all the sets were pretty close, so we learned that we can play with these teams, but we have a lot of room to go, so we need to put in the work and put in the time, and I think we have just as much potential to be where they're at right now.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for your time. We really, really appreciate it, and we'll wish you the best of luck this weekend out in Casper, and we'll see you next week here at home.
Okay, thank you so much for having us.
You bet. Have a great weekend. And it's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning.